As we've reported, in an escalation of the war in Ukraine, Moscow today launched what the U.S. calls illegal votes, or referenda, in four regions of southern and eastern Ukraine that are currently occupied by Russia. Meanwhile, the U.N. said today that it has found new evidence of war crimes, and many Russians appear to be fleeing the country instead of signing up to a new military draft. Nick Schifrin reports.
In a city still scarred by Russian shelling, now looms the threat of Russian annexation. Mariupol residents lined up outside what the Russians call a polling station to fill out what the Russians call ballots. The question is, do you want to join Russia? The outcome is not in doubt. State TV showed scripted and staged celebrations and some retail politicking. But this is the reality of what the U.S. and allies today called a sham. A soldier precedes a poll worker carrying a box of ballots, the occupied literally voting at gunpoint. Russian-installed Donetsk governor Denis Pushilin portrayed the vote as self-determination and annexation inevitable.
The referendum is a historical milestone, not only because we are certain the result will be positive, but because this is a culmination of our common, difficult journey. We're returning home.
But these Ukrainians insist it's their home and call the Russians unwanted guests. These residents of Mykolaiv risked their lives today to protest the referendum. And those who escaped Russian occupation remain defiant.
I am against the referendum. I think that my town and my region fully belong to Ukraine. This is all very hard, and I reckon that there is no place for Russians on our land.
What the Russians are doing on Ukrainian land, today UN officials say they found preliminary evidence of Russian atrocities.
Based on the evidence gathered by the commission, it has concluded that war crimes have been committed in Ukraine.
Eric Mosse chairs the UN Independent Commission of Inquiry on Ukraine. He briefed the UN's Human Rights Council in Geneva today.
Sexual violence, torture, and cruel and inhuman treatment. There are examples of cases where relatives were forced to witness the crimes. In the cases we have investigated, the age of victims of sexual and gender-based violence ranged from 4 to 82 years.
And now those that committed those atrocities will be joined by hundreds of thousands more as Russia mobilizes. Among the 300,000 additional forces it promises to deploy, these recruits, 3,500 miles east of the Ukraine border. Some use sunglasses to hide tears.
The most difficult thing is to say goodbye to the kids and the rest.
And others are reluctant to head off to war and unconvinced.
Of course I'm ready, but not now, not this time for sure. I think it's not my war.
There are signs the call-up is more widespread than publicly promised, including an admonition by the country's top Orthodox priest for everyone to fulfill their military duty. But many seem to lack faith. In one clip posted online, the newly mobilized fight amongst themselves. In another, the drinking apparently begins far from the front. This recruiter tells his forcibly captive audience to be quiet and listen. They'll be shipped to training in 3 days and won't come back until the war is over. But others aren't waiting. The line at the Russia-Finland border is double what it was last week. Some Russians are driving away instead of being driven into Putin's war in Ukraine. For the PBS NewsHour, I'm Nick Schifrin.